Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode we were talking about how we can have a spiritual return. We can think of coming back and living in a way that's has a more spiritual aspect to it. And that's the idea of meditating with people, something that wasn't allowed during the pandemic. So again, that's what we should be looking for. And in this episode, we're going to go in a little bit deeper and talk about what that really means and how we should go about doing it. So one of the main things that should happen in a group meditation is there should be Shakti or Kundalini. There should be grace. There should be love. And without love, there really isn't going to be any good meditation going on. So how do we do that? How do we love? So, well, we might have feelings of love from time to time, but we don't necessarily have them with people, or if we do, then it's not something we can really will. We can't force it to occur. And that's kind of how to go about doing it. Love should arise if everyone there is trying to do the same thing. So if everyone there is trying to have experiences and have Kundalini awakening take place, then there should be no problem getting to love and having love arise in the course of the meditation. So let's try to talk about how we can go about doing that. So one of the first things that you'd want to do in a group setting is allow for everyone to have respect for each other, where everyone can look around the room and say, "Are you respecting me?" "Yes, I'm respecting you." And through just eye contact, eye to eye, everyone can feel as though they're being respected and that they're giving respect. And love isn't that far away from respect. Again, if everyone's meeting there for the same purpose, to have a really good meditation and to feel Shakti, feel the effect of Shakti and grace, then love should occur. Love should be there as well. So when you sit down, you shouldn't be concerned about someone else. I mean, you know how to meditate, but sometimes we can be distracted and we can be thinking of someone else, say in the room, or something that happened to us that day. But to be a really good meditator, you shouldn't be focused on that so much. You should be focused inside yourself. You should be focused on your inner self. And if you can do that, like we were saying last episode, you get into a state where even if someone was there that was bothering you, you wouldn't be bothered. You'd be like it was as if you'd be dead asleep. You wouldn't even hear or notice or see anything or feel anything or even think of anything. You'd just be completely absorbed in your meditation. So that's the kind of meditation we would be looking for in the group. And if we can't get that kind of meditation in the group, then it's either the group's fault or it's our fault. And that's why it's really important for people to be there. They don't have to be expert meditators. They just have to come and meet with the intention of having a very good meditation. That shouldn't be that hard to understand. So, you know, without being too, getting too serious about this, I think that the love is something that obviously takes care of itself. I mean, if you're meditating with love in a group, that could be one of the best experiences you ever have. It could be the best experience you've ever had in life. You know, and you don't need someone else to love you in the group. You just love yourself. And if you can love your inner self, you love everyone. Because there's no difference, there's no distinction. And then, you know, we've talked about Kundalini and Shakti before, but what's grace? Right? Grace is how that Kundalini occurs, how that love occurs. So that's why we would need a guru. We would need a guru to awaken the Shakti or the Kundalini and to give grace. And I think there are many kinds of gurus in the world, but the true guru is going to be the one that can awaken your inner light, your inner self, the awareness of consciousness. And the bliss and peace that arises from the awareness of consciousness is the Shakti. It's the same as the Kundalini. And that's what occurs from the presence of a guru. So, you know, everyone would meet and everyone would think they're the guru. Who's the guru of the group? Right? Because that's what would happen. Everyone's ego would start to come into focus and everyone would think that they were the guru of the group. But again, the only guru can be the one who is able to awaken Kundalini. And even if you can, and you say, well, I can do that, doesn't mean you're a guru. You might just be a disciple of a guru. Right? Obviously, we want to attain guruhood. That's why we would be meditating too, not just for a little bit of peace of mind. We're meditating for attainment. We want to become enlightened. So it's not so much to think about whether you're a guru or not. The important thing is to recognize that the true guru lives within you. And when you're meditating on the inner self, on your own inner self, you're meditating on the guru. Because the true guru can't be different than your own inner self. He or she would have to be one with your inner self. And that's all you really have to do. And if someone comes up to you, you can respect him or her as the same as the guru, because in fact they are, because they have the guru within them. Now, only the true guru is going to have constant awareness of his own or her own inner self. But you're not in that state. I'm not in that state. Who's like that, right? Well, the guru is like that. So that should help us deal with the egos that could come up in a group setting where everyone feels as though they're in charge. Because if you meet, you know, you say, well, who's in charge here? Who knows who's in charge? No one's in charge. Right? I mean, you could say there's a formlessness in charge. Well, then how can you point that out? You can't even see it. It's invisible to you. So it's an important thing to be aware of, because otherwise the group can not do well, can sort of fall apart. Because you could say, well, I'm the most evolved person in this group, but no one cared to look at me or ask me any questions or talk to me. So they don't respect me enough. I'm not going to go back to that group again and meditate. Right? And it might be absolutely true. It might be that you are the most evolved person. But the sign of evolution isn't to talk like that and complain like that. That shows that you haven't attained anything. Right? And you know what I mean by that. So the best thing is just to try to get good meditation with other people once things open back up again, which is what they're going to do now that we have a vaccine. So you don't want to miss out on that. You want to make sure that you're in on that, if that's something that you want to do, which you must want to do it if you're listening to this podcast and these episodes. You must have an interest. And what I'm telling you is that it's going to be very good for you to do that, to be with other people and to meditate with them. So that's basically all I have for this episode. Just a little bit of instructions for how to go about doing it. But don't worry about attaining guruhood. It'll come of itself through the grace of the inner self and the Shakti, the Kundalini. And it's not different from grace. It's not different from love. You know, if you had great love for your own inner self, why wouldn't Kundalini awaken within you? Why would you think that that would not be possible for you? So, with that, I will wrap up here, and hopefully you can practice now a little meditation if you're not able to meditate with a group. But it should become a part of your day. You should have meditation in your day just like you have anything else. You know, you make sure you eat every day, but are you making sure that you're meditating every day too? So hopefully you can have some time now to try to do a little meditation. And hopefully it works for you. So I wish everyone the very best. And, you know, we'll be doing, you'll hear me again, I'm sure. So hopefully everyone can understand my message and try to get some meditation for themselves once we wrap up, which we're going to do in any second. So you're welcome to turn off or wait for the episode to end and get into a good posture and begin your meditation. So I encourage everyone to do that now as we're wrapping up. And know that I love you and that you love yourself. Right. And you can try to do what we've talked about on your own. It's something that would eventually be great in a group setting as well. So with that, I will thank everyone again. Wish everyone the very best in your meditation. We'll talk next time. So for that, this has been Josh Barzell, for modern world Zen.